guard at a now-defunct girls' detention facility in Milton was found guilty of child abuse. At the Capitol, Representative Gail Harrell, a Stewart Republican, saw the House Judiciary Committee pass her bill to protect teens in lockups run by the Department of Juvenile Justice.
The department wanted to make sure that we had protections in place for the youth who are in their facilities so that if there were situations that were inappropriate or cruel or malicious punishment was inflicted on those youth, that there would be an ability to prosecute appropriately.
And a group of citizen lobbyists fanned out to ask lawmakers to repeal a two-year-old bill allowing teens to be kept in adult jails to save money. Reverend Rick Branch is a co-founder of the Escambia Youth Justice Coalition. He came to Tallahassee to support the parents of teens in the Polk County Jail, where the standards allow them to be pepper sprayed or tasered, unlike the DJJ standards.
The same standards can apply in Escambia and all the other counties, and we just want the legislature to do something about it. We need to have the DJJ standards applied to all the children in the whole state of Florida.
That measure has yet to be heard in either chamber. But Harrell's bill to protect teens from abuse and DJJ lockups now goes to the House floor. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.